Amen. Praise the Lord, people of God. Amen. We bring you greetings from the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We greet all of God's people today with a holy greetings. We thank God, amen, for each and every one of you that have come to the Prayer News Network once again. We thank God for another day that the Lord has blessed us and kept us. Amen. It's another day's journey, and I'm so glad. Amen. Thank God for being, amen, the life giver. Thank God for being, amen, our source and our provider. Amen. Our strength from day to day. And truly, without the Lord, we cannot make it. Without God, we cannot do anything. But thank God, with God, all things are possible. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you. Amen. As you're coming in to the Prayer News Network. Amen. I am your co-host, Minister Emmanuel Hogs. Amen. And we would like to, amen, just take time to say welcome. Amen. As you're coming on in. Amen. As you're coming on in, we pray that you invite somebody. Amen, to join you and to join us tonight on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, this is a broadcast for everybody. Everybody is somebody in the sight of God. And everybody has a part, amen, in the work of the Lord. Amen, so come on in, find your place. Amen, and let's worship the Lord together. Amen, we bring you greetings in the name of the Lord. Amen, our Savior, our Redeemer. Amen. Thank God for being saved. Thank God for being sanctified and yet having the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That would have pressed, amen, to press on, to run on and see what the end is going to be. Amen. I heard all about the end. I read about it, even preached about the end, but I want to see it for myself. Amen. I do believe I'll make it. Amen. With the help of the Lord. Amen. Do you feel that way tonight, that you will make it? Amen, with the help of the Lord. Amen, we give honor to, amen, where honor is due. Thank God, amen, for our, amen, visionary founder, amen, of the Prayer News Network and the person of evangelist, amen, Bradley. Amen, we thank God, amen, for the woman of God. Amen, we thank God for each and one of you. Amen, how you continuously come to this line, amen, to support the work of the Lord. Amen, and without you, there will be no us. Amen, you make up the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. From wherever you may be calling from, whatever state you may be calling from, amen. You help make up the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We praise God. Amen. Because truly, amen, God is, amen, doing a great thing all around the world. Amen. In all four corners of the earth, amen, the handwork of the Lord is being magnified. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. We like to welcome all our listeners. Amen. As you're coming on in, we thank God for our Radio Blog Talk listeners. Amen. We thank God for you tuning in once again. Amen. We say welcome to the Prayer News Network. We thank God for our international listeners as well. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each one of you. Amen. Truly, it's a blessing for us to be here in the name of the Lord. It could have been another way. Amen. We could have been dead and gone. We had not, amen, we could have not have woke up this morning. Amen, but God touched us with his finger of love. Amen, he breathed on us once again. Amen, and told us to live. Amen, because of that, amen, we're so thankful, we're so grateful. Amen, that God has given us another day. Amen, just to get it right with him. Amen, so we praise God, amen. We hope that you, amen, are taking time out to text someone. Amen, let someone know that the Prayer News Network is on live. Amen, this is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. As usual, we'll give you the number at the end of the broadcast, amen, where you can request a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast or any other night that you may so desire. We praise God for, amen, what the Lord is doing. Thank God for all of our speakers that the Lord has been sending this way, that's been coming to this line, amen, making a sacrifice, amen, to see to it that the work of the Lord, amen, is still going forth. Amen. Most of all, the word of God is still going forth. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen. Amen. How can they hear without a preacher? Amen. So it takes to preach the word of God in order to preach somebody out of sin. They must hear, amen, what thus saith the Lord. Amen. To cause them to turn from the error of their ways. Because if they didn't hear the word, how would they know they're going wrong? How would they know they need to change something except the word be preached unto them? Amen. We're talking about we preach Jesus and him crucified. Amen. We don't preach ourselves. We don't preach our opinions. We don't preach our feelings. But we preach strictly Jesus. the word of God, amen, that's laid out before us, amen, and him crucified. And we thank God, amen, for, amen, God sending his only begotten son into the world, amen, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And truly, God come to give life tonight. There is no reason, amen, why anybody should perish, amen, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, amen, and Jesus, the son, gave his life, amen, and his life, amen, set us free, amen, if we will abide in his word, amen. So we just thank God, amen, for the birth, the death, and the resurrection, amen, of Jesus Christ. And we know that he lives forevermore. He rose. He got up from that grave. Amen. The grave couldn't hold him down. Amen. But he rose with all power in his hand. And we know he lives today. Amen. Jesus lives. He's alive and well. Amen. He lives forevermore. And he won't die again. Amen. He will not die again. There's no need for him to die again. Amen. When he died the first time, he said, Father, it is finished. I have done what thou hast commanded me to do. Amen. And he don't have to go back and do it over again. Amen. Because the first time he did it, amen, he did it very well. Amen. So we appreciate this. Amen. God and his son Jesus. Amen. We thank God for being a propitiation for our sins. Not only for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Amen. That's his purpose of coming, to save a wretch like you and I. Amen. He loved us that much. Amen, that he would do all of this, amen, for you and I. Amen, so we just praise God, amen. We don't want his dying to be in vain. Don't let his dying be in vain for you. Amen, so we praise God, amen. We thank God, amen, for each and every one of you once again as you're coming on in. We say welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen, we praise God for once again all of our listeners, whether by telephone, amen, radio, amen, and our international, amen, listeners, amen, calling from all around the world, amen, we praise God, amen, how that, amen, the word of God is going all around, amen, some of the places, amen, amen, other countries, Italy, China, Canada, Brazil, UK, Tortola, Nassau, Bahamas, India, Nigeria, Cambodia, Lebanon, Uganda, Haiti, amen, the British Virgin Islands, South Africa, amen, just any place, amen, that I even failed to call, amen, but we want you to know, amen, we thank God for you, amen, we thank God for you having a mind to tune in, amen, to hear what thus saith the Lord, amen, surely God has a blessing, amen, for his people, amen, whenever, amen, God is in the midst, amen, a blessing is to follow, because God said his word will not go out void, but it will accomplish that for which it was sent. So God knows what you need tonight. He knows the needs of his people. And all you got to do is ask him in faith. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask God to meet your needs. Amen. And surely he will, amen, come to your rescue. Amen. So we bless God. We thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. Thank God for all of our leaders. Thank God, amen, for, amen, Apostle S.T. James. Amen. The late Apostle S.T. James. We thank God for, amen, the man of God. Thank God for his labor of love. Amen, throughout the years and throughout his lifetime. Amen, did the work that God called him to do. Amen, now he's resting in glory. Amen, waiting to be crowned. Amen, get that crown of righteousness that the Lord has laid up in store for him. Hallelujah, so we bless God. Amen, for all of those that have labored in the gospel down through the years. Amen, and now taking their rest. Amen, and I praise God, amen, for all the leaders. Amen, thank God, amen, for each, amen, of our apostles, the bishops, amen, and pastors, each one of those that are in place now, amen, to carry out the work of the Lord. Amen, we want to say thank God, we salute you, we greet you with holy greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, we praise God for you. Thank God, amen, for your labor of love. Amen, we thank God, amen, for your diligence and your faithfulness, amen, to God, amen, and to man. Amen, we praise God, amen, for, amen, my leader, amen, my late apostle, amen, Samuel W. Hoges, amen, who has gone on to be with the Lord as well, amen, to, amen, amen, to my, amen, pastor, my covering, Pastor Mark Hoges, Lady Kalisa Hoges, amen, to my northern and southern district bishops, Amen. Thank God for them and their families. Amen. Thank God for each one of your leaders tonight. Amen. Thank God, amen, who God placed over you to shepherd you. Amen. To lead and guide you. Amen. Along this way, this journey. Amen. So that you can make it into heaven. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to see Jesus. I want to see the man that died for me. I want to see the man that set me free. And when I see Jesus, amen, 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 amen. So we praise God for all things. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this night. Amen. Thank God for this prayer line. Amen. It has been established in the earth, amen, over a year or so ago. Amen. The Lord has, amen, established this prayer line. And thank God, amen, that it's still in existence. Amen. Even though the world, amen, seems to be going back to normal. Amen. Thank God, amen. God still has this prayer line in place, amen, for you and I. Because one thing about it, nothing will never be normal. Nothing will ever be the same again. But yet, amen, we can, amen, continue to trust God and look to the Lord, knowing that the Lord will take care of us. Amen. When you're living for the Lord and you serving God, you don't have nothing to worry about. Amen. You don't have to fret not. Fret not thyself. Amen. You ain't got to be worried. Let not your heart be troubled. Amen. Because God will do everything that he said he would do. He promised to take care of us. He promised to protect us, to provide for us. Amen. If he did it before, he'll do it again. Amen. The same God back then is the same God right now. Amen. He hasn't changed. He hasn't lost no power. And he will never, amen, lose any power. So you can rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him, because he will show up for you. Amen. So we praise God tonight for all things. Amen. We praise God once again as you're coming on in. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank God, amen, for you coming and joining us tonight. Amen. We hope by now that you have gotten your text out, that you have texted a few people. Amen. To let them know that the Prayer News Network is on live. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. We record live every night. Amen. So you can have a copy of the broadcast. Amen. And go back, amen, and reiterate, amen, on the word of God and listen, amen, to what has been spoken this night. Amen. Not only that, but we encourage you to share the broadcast. When you get the broadcast, share the broadcast with somebody that you know. Amen. It will be a blessing too. Amen. Because everybody is standing in need of the word of God. We all are waiting to hear a word from the Lord. Because one word from the Lord, amen, will change our whole situation. Amen, will change our life forever. And we will never be the same again. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Amen. I want you to prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen. Amen. As we, amen, begin to get ready to sanctify the line. Amen. As those are still coming on in, as you come on in, amen, I want you to, amen, just put your minds on Jesus. Amen. I want you to breathe. Amen. Unwind, exhale, whatever you need to do, amen, to get into that place where you can focus on the Lord, amen, and hear from the Lord tonight, amen. I know many of us, amen, back at work, amen, sometimes, amen, the hustle and the bustle of life, amen, the stress of life and all this and that try to weigh you down, but thank God for the Prayer News Network, a place where we can go, amen, and be relieved of all of our pressure from the day. Amen. Somebody said, turn your pressure into praise. Amen. That's all you got to do tonight is turn your pressure into praise. Amen. And God, amen, will be magnified and glorified in your life. Amen. Let us go to the throne of grace tonight.
The recording has started.
Amen. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you for another day. We thank you for being so good to us. We thank you for how you kept us, how you watched over us all night long as we slumbered and slept. Oh, God, you made old death behave. You stayed the hand of death. Father God, you touched it with your finger of love, and we rose this morning to see a brand new day. Father God, we just thank and realize you didn't have to do it, but you did. Oh, Father God, your goodness and your mercy, it follows us all the days of our life. Father God, we just thank you, oh God, for being able to come together with our sisters and brothers in Christ just one more time. Realize the circle could have been broken, but Lord, you've been so good. You've been just that good to us. Oh, God, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Father God, you've been even better to us. Oh, God, we didn't even know how to love ourselves, but you loved us with an everlasting love, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, you've been our peace. You've been our strength. You've been our shelter in the time of storm. You've been our provider. You've been our bread when we was hungry. You've been our water when we was thirsty. Oh, God, we didn't have shoes on our feet. You provided. Oh, God, when there was no way, you made a way out of no way. And for that, we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for being a good God. We want to say thank you for being a loving God, a caring God, how you care so much for us that we can cast all our cares upon you. Oh, God, you shall sustain us, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, in thee do we put our trust. Huh? Never let us be put to confusion. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, we look to you tonight. Huh? Oh, God, we take you at your word. Huh? Oh, God, we believe your word tonight. Huh? For thou art God, huh? And beside you there is no other, huh? You said upon this rock you will build your church, huh? And the gates of hell shall not prevail, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we praise you tonight, huh? We lift up holy hands tonight, huh? In our sanctuary, huh? Wherever we may be tonight, huh? It is our sanctuary, huh? A place where we come, huh? To give your name glory, huh? Oh, God, to give your name the praise, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? You are the author and the finisher of our faith, huh? You are the beginning and the end, huh? You are the first and the last, huh? You're Alpha and Omega, huh? You are our friend, huh? When we're friendless, huh? You're a mother to the motherless, huh? You're a father to the fatherless, huh? You're a sister and brother, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, you are everything, huh? You are that we need tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we can't make it without you, huh? We're depending on you, Lord, huh? Oh, God, we're lifting up our eyes, huh? Unto the hills, huh? From whence cometh our help, huh? Our help coming from the Lord, huh? Which made heaven and earth, huh? We look to you tonight, Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we come tonight, huh? We come seeking your face, huh? We come as humble, huh? As we know how, huh? Oh, God, look on us tonight, huh? Look down on us, Jesus, huh? Oh, God, search our hearts tonight, huh? As we come to worship tonight, Lord, huh? You find anything, huh? That should not be, huh? Lord, take it out tonight, huh? Take it out, Jesus, huh? Take it out by the roots, huh? We want to be right, huh? We want to be saved, huh? And we want to be whole, huh? Oh, God, we cannot do it, huh? Of ourselves, huh? But we need you to do it, huh? Lord Jesus, huh? Reach down in our hearts, huh? Oh, God, and uproot everything, huh? Every root of bitterness, huh? Oh, God, take it out tonight, huh? Everything that's troubling us, huh? Jesus, fix it tonight, Lord. Fix it, Lord, huh? Oh, God, make us right, huh? Work on us, Lord, huh? Work on us, Jesus, huh? Work on our minds, huh? So we won't think no evil, huh? Work on our hearts, huh? So we won't hold grudge, huh? Ride our tongue tonight, huh? So we won't speak no evil, huh? Guide our feet, huh? So we won't walk into mischief, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? Sanctify our hands, huh? So we won't touch nothing unclean, huh? Please, Lord, huh? Guide our eyes, huh? So we won't behold carnality, huh? Turn away our eyes from vanity, huh? Turn away our eyes, huh? From the lust of this world, huh? You said, love not the world, huh? Neither the things that are in it, huh? Lord Jesus, huh? Turn our hearts tonight, huh? We've got to follow after you, huh? Turn our hearts tonight, huh? From ungodly ways, huh? Turn our hearts tonight, huh? From hatred tonight, God, huh? Jesus, huh? Work on us, Lord, huh? You are the potter, huh? We are the clay, huh? Shape and mold us, huh? But you will have us to be, huh? Lord, if you're not pleased with us, huh? Break us up, huh? Make us over again, huh? Break us, oh God, huh? And make us, huh? What you will have us to be, huh? Make us better tonight, huh? We want to be better, Lord, huh? Make us better tonight, huh? Jesus, huh? We want to be right, huh? Lord, make us right, huh? In your sight, huh?
Receive our worship, huh? Receive our praise, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Let it be a true praise, huh? Let it be a pure worship, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, search our hearts, huh? Examine us tonight, huh? Help us examine ourselves, huh? To see if we be found in the faith, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You study your word, huh? There is a way, huh? That seemeth right unto man, huh? But the end thereof, huh? Are the ways of death, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? We don't want to die in our self-willed ways, huh? We don't want to die in our sins, huh? But Lord, huh? We're asking you tonight, huh? Save us from ourselves, huh? Save us from destruction, huh? Save us from the enemy, huh? The thief come at night, huh? But for the steal, huh? Kill and destroy, huh? But you come, huh? Jesus, you come, huh? That we may have life, huh? And that more abundantly, huh? Breathe on us tonight, huh? Breathe the breath of life, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? You told us to look and live, huh? Look, my brother, live, huh? Look, my sister, live, huh? Look to Jesus Christ and live, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Help us to live, huh? Help us to go on, huh? Unto perfection, huh? Not laying again, huh? The dead will still, God, huh? But help us to run, huh? And see what the end is going to be, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we need you tonight, huh? We can't make it by ourselves, huh? We are depending on you tonight, huh? Oh, God, you are our help, huh? You are our strength, huh? Oh, God, you are our very present help, huh? Even in the time of trouble, huh? Oh, God, we pray that you will keep our souls, huh? Oh, God, keep us from falling, huh? Oh, God, we are weak, but you are strong tonight, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, help us to make it tonight, huh? Oh, God, you give us the strength, Lord, huh? We cannot do it of ourselves, huh? But, Lord, we're depending on you, huh? Oh, God, if you don't keep us, huh? We won't be kept, huh? Oh, God, if you don't teach us, huh? We won't know God, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? But, Lord, we're asking you to keep us tonight, huh? Oh, God, we're asking you to teach us, huh? Oh, God, sustain us, God, huh? Oh, God, shield and protect us, huh? Oh, God, put your loving arms around us, huh? Hold us in the hollow of your hand, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, be pleased with everything tonight. Everything that we say or do, huh? Oh, God, let it be pleasing unto you, huh? Let it be a sweet, sweet sound, huh? In your ear tonight, huh? Let it be a sweet smell, huh? Going up to the Savior tonight, huh? Oh, God, we bring you ourselves tonight, huh? We bring you ourselves tonight, huh? We present our bodies a living sacrifice, huh? Holy and acceptable to God, huh? Which is our reasonable service, huh? You told us to be not conformed to this world, huh? But be ye trained. Transform by the renewing of our minds. Huh? Oh, God, the mind got to be renewed tonight. Huh? Oh, Lord, renew our minds tonight. Huh? Oh, Lord, renew us day by day. Huh? Though the outward man perish, huh? Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Huh? Oh, God, send a renewal tonight. Huh? Even on this prayer line, God. Huh? Even as we gather together in your name. Huh? Oh, God, renew our strength, Lord. Huh? Lord, renew somebody tonight. Huh? Somebody needs to be renewed. Renewed, huh? Somebody needs to be strengthened, huh? Somebody needs to be encouraged tonight, huh? Oh, God, lift heavy burdens, huh? Oh, God, you lighten the load tonight, huh? The load is getting heavy for somebody, huh? The Lord, lighten the load tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, you know what to do, Lord, huh? You know how to fight, oh, God, huh? You know how to fight every battle tonight, huh? You said the battle is not ours, but it's yours, huh? Oh, God, the battle is yours tonight, huh? Oh, God, take up the fight, huh? Oh, God, fight this battle for your people, huh? Oh, God, help us to win tonight, huh? Oh, God, everything that's attached to us, huh? Oh, God, shall win, huh? Everything that's attached to us tonight, huh? It shall win, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, help us to make it to our destination. Help us to reach our destiny tonight. Oh, God, the place that you're calling us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able. We know you got the power. We say yes to your will tonight. Oh, God, not our will, but let your will be done. Your will, God, is what we want. Oh, God, your will is what we want for our lives.
Oh, God, you know what's best for us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, hear our prayer, hear our cry. Pity every groan tonight. Oh, God, come see about your children. Lord, you made us and you know all about us. You know our going out, you know our coming in. You know our uprise, you know our downsitting. Oh, God, you're acquainted with all our ways tonight. There is nothing here from you that you're not aware of. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, even that David said, if I will make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I cover my head, my feet will show up. If I cover my feet, my head will show up. Oh, God, you're everywhere, God. You know, you see, God. There's nothing here from you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we can't cover up our sins. But, Lord, we're exposed tonight because you have an all-seeing eye. You sit high, you look down low. You're beholding the good and the evil. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, be pleased with us tonight. Oh, God, the way we live, God, the way we serve you, the way we walk, the way we talk. Oh, God, be pleased with us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will bless every listener tonight. Everyone that's under the sound of my voice or on this prayer line tonight. We pray, oh, God, that you will reach them tonight. Oh, God, let your virtue go out and let it touch somebody tonight. Oh, God, any sick among us, let them be healed. We speak life tonight, oh, God. We speak life over ourselves. Oh, God, we encourage ourselves in the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, give hope to the hopeless. Those that are in despair tonight. Those, oh, God, that don't know what to do, don't know where to turn. Oh, God, we pray that you would give them an answer tonight. Let them know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said in your word, come unto me, all you that laden and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Father God, give them rest tonight. Rest unto their weary soul. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, bless our leaders everywhere, those far and near, those that may be on the line tonight. Oh, God, we pray that you would give them a double portion of thy spirit. Oh, God, anoint them to do thy will. Oh, God, carry your people through. In a time and a day like today, Lord, carry your people through in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep our minds in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Oh, God, bless this prayer line. Oh, God, bless everyone. Oh, God, bless our listeners by radio. Oh, God, by international. Oh, God, bless all of our listeners, God, even by way of Facebook. In the mighty name of Jesus, reach the souls of men tonight. Oh, God, you do the reach. You said you've been lifted up from the earth. You say you would draw all men unto yourself. Oh, God, draw them tonight, Jesus. Whoever they may be, whatever they may be, you draw them, God. And after you draw them, we pray that you will save them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, fill them with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, that with fire in the mind to do your will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, we praise you. Continue to look on that visionary of the line. Oh, God, continue to look on that Bradley, touch your body, give us strength. Oh, God, take her through. Bless all our advisors tonight. Oh, God, those that are standing, oh, God, by the woman of God. Oh, God, we pray that you will bless them right now. Encourage their hearts. Continue to use them. Make ways out of no way for them. Open up doors for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know that you're able. We know you will. Oh, God, because you're God. And you can do all things but fail. We trust you like that. Oh, most of all, we love you. We praise you. We give you the glory that's due unto your name. We won't take none of the praise or the glory away from you, but we'll give it all to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Truly tonight, we just bless the Lord. Amen. We thank God. Amen for prayer. Amen. We thank God for each one of you that have come to be with us on this night. Amen. We thank God because we serve a true and a mighty and a living God. Amen. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a God that is yet alive. Amen. He's alive forevermore. He said, amen, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I, the Lord, I change not. Amen. So let us hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Let us hold to God's unchanging hand. There is power in his hand. God's unchanging hand. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you for tuning in. We thank God, amen, for this night, for this hour, amen, that's set aside, amen, for the Prayer News Network each night at 9 p.m. Amen. It's a blessing, amen, where, amen, we set this time aside for God. Amen. What better time than some time with the Lord? Amen. So tonight, amen, we pray God, amen, for you. Amen. We thank God, amen, tonight for, amen, I speak on tonight, amen, in the person of Pastor Floyd McCoy, amen, from the Church of the Seventh Olive EPC, amen, Fort Pierce, Florida. Amen, we'll be our speaker tonight. Amen, we are going to, amen, do a playback tonight, a pre-recorded, amen, message. Amen, but the Word of God is always in season. So if God means for it to come forth tonight, it's because somebody needs to hear the spoken word. Amen. So we pray that you will, amen, embrace the Word of God. Open your hearts and your minds to receive what the Spirit has to say unto the church in this hour. Amen. Before, amen, our speaker comes on, amen, we are going to be favored, amen, with a solo, amen, from my very own advisor, Sister Chelsea Waters, amen, tonight. Amen. Let's put our hands together as Sister Chelsea Waters come forth. Amen. Embrace us with a solo. God bless you, Sister Chelsea. Amen. You can push star six. Amen.
Praise
push star six and come over. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I thank God for being here, giving honor to Evangelist Bradley, the Board of Advisors, James, and his, as he's our celestial intercessor, and all the leaders that are represented on the line. I'm grateful for this opportunity, and I pray that every heart and mind is blessed by this selection, and I pray also that you will sing it with me in your respective locations. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. What God promised me, it is for me. What God promised me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. What God promised me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. What God promised you, it is for you. What God promised you, it is for you. I know without a doubt that He will bring you out. What God promised you, it is for you. It is for you. It is for you. What God has for you, it is for you. I know without a doubt that he will bring you out. What God has for you, it is for you. It is for you. It is for you. What God promised you, it is for you. I know without a doubt that he has worked it out. What God has for you, what God promised you, what God spoke to you, it is for you. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for that. Amen. Solo coming through our own Sister Chelsea Waters. Amen. What God promised me, it is for me. Amen. Not only for me, but for you as well. Amen. Anything that God promised you, amen, he's going to fulfill it. Amen. Has God promised you anything tonight? Amen. Has God promised you anything tonight? Amen. You can count on it. You can stand on God's word. Amen. Because his word will not fail. If he said it, shall not he do it. Amen. It's impossible for God to lie. Amen. What God has for me, it is for me. And what God has for you, it is for you. The devil can't even take it away. If God has ordained it for you, it ain't nothing that nobody can do for you not to get it. Only way you won't get it if you don't receive it. But receive, amen, believe and you shall receive. Amen, you have it for the asking. Amen, what God promised me, it is for me. Amen, we praise God for that beautiful, amen, solo coming through Sister Chelsea Waters. Amen, one of my songs that I love. Because I'm standing on God's promise tonight. Amen. The Lord promised us some things. Amen. And I'm standing on his word because I know he, man, he will not lie. Neither will he take his word back. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Amen. People, God, hold your head up. Be encouraged. Amen. Keep trusting God. Amen. Because the promise is unto you. Amen. And to your children, to your children. And as far as the Lord thy God shall call. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Amen. At this time, we thank God for our speaker. Amen. And the person, once again, amen, our speaker is to come forth. Amen. Pastor Floyd McCoy, amen, from Church of the Seventh Olive EPC, amen, from Fort Pierce, Florida. Amen. So at this time, amen, we yield the platform to Pastor, amen, Floyd McCoy, amen, at this time, to come and break the bread of life. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. It is.
Thank you.
God bless you all. Yeah, yeah. It's such a pleasure to be with you on tonight. And I want to just thank God for Minister Bradley and the great work that God is doing through her. Amen. Thank all of you that are on this prayer line. And I just want to just bless you with this short word that the Lord has given me. Before I do, I just want to give honor to our apostle, our Prophet S.C. James, and all the leaders that's under our ministry. I just want to thank God for them on tonight. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the lovely people that are listening in on tonight. We are again continue to bind the will of the enemy, Jesus, and bring his works to naught. We thank you for this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I give God praises tonight. Amen. I just share with you what God has given me, it came from the book of 2 Chronicles. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. And this word has been with me for a while. Amen. And I just want to read it. Amen. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. I want to say to you tonight that it's the call for the church. It's the call for the church. It's time for God's people to rise up. And tonight, the Lord, amen, is saying to us, if my powerful people that are on the face of the earth, why? It's because we are and you are God's people. It's because of his salvation, the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of us. We are powerful. Amen. We are God's people. And if we are God's people, we got to see ourselves that way. We have to act that way. We have to believe that we are. Amen. We are called by his name. Amen, Jesus. He called us. He has chosen us. Hallelujah, Jesus. How many tonight are so glad that you are chosen of God, especially in a time like this? Amen. We are chosen. We're chosen of him. He has anointed us to do such a powerful work in a time like this. And the word continues. He said, shall humble themselves. Amen. Humility, it's a notable character. Amen. Very powerful. Amen. And also means that you do nothing without selfish ambition when you humble yourself. Hallelujah. You have the same mindset as Christ. Amen. You have the mind of Christ. And that's why the word of God tells us that shall humble themselves. It takes humbleness. And when you humble yourself, amen, we're going to take time to pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. And the word says, and to seek my face. How many know that these are the times that we really have to take time to seek the face of God? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We have to humble our mind. We have to humble our spirit. We cannot hold back. Amen. We can't hold ourselves back. We got to keep pressing. We got to keep building ourselves up. Amen. We got to come against the hindrance that tries to hold us back. Amen. We got to keep seeking the face of God. The answer is seeking God. The answer is seeking God. It doesn't matter what the situations are. Hallelujah. We're seeking what? When we seek his face, we're seeking the very presence of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. His presence. Glory to God. The Lord, amen, is building us or pushing us into his presence, because in his presence there are secrets are in the presence of God, and the Lord will reveal himself in his presence. So it is very important to seek the face of God. Have that connection with God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he said we must turn from our wicked ways. Whatever it is, glory to God, change will come. Amen. We turn from habits. We not like God. Change will come. It brings forth changes in our lives. Thank you, Jesus, that God is calling the people of God in a place that we have never been before. And this is the time. It's time. It's time for the people of God. Amen. Because he's ready to do some things in our lives that you have never experienced before. Amen. And everything has to be out of the way. You got to clear that pathway. So glory to God. So God can just come and he just do what he wants to do with us. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he told us, he said, when we turn from our wicked ways, we're going to hear from heaven. The Lord wants to reveal himself. Amen. He wants to drop a word in our spirit. Amen, Jesus. He wants to just minister to our spirit that we will be able to minister to the people. Because there are so many hurting people out there. And this is the season for the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God to begin to rise up in the ministry that God has called them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, to flow in. Amen. He wants to talk to you. He wants to minister to your spirit. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, that we will be able, amen, to reach our neighbors. We'll be able to reach our families. Thank you, Jesus. If the power of God it is in with us. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. For I see within myself that we haven't seen nothing yet. Even though all the coronavirus, hallelujah, Jesus, and all the killing and all these things that's taking place in the world, but there is such a great power. There is such a great anointing, amen, to those of us that open our spirit, amen, to the presence of God. Amen. There is a revealed word. There is such an anointing, amen, that I believe that God's getting ready to usher on the people of God. And all we have to do is just begin to humble ourselves. And whatever the Lord wants to do with us, amen, let us be yielded vessel. Amen, that we can receive what God has for us and for you. Amen. It is time, glory to God, amen, for God to turn some situations around, amen, for you in your home, in your churches, on your job. Amen, Jesus. Doesn't matter what you're dealing with. It is your time. It's time, amen, for the greater things of God. Hallelujah, Jesus, to be revealed. Glory to God, to be placed in our hands. But I want you to know tonight that we have to follow. We have to follow the steps of God. Amen. Glory to God. As we pray, as we continue to seek the face of God, as we turn from our wicked ways, glory to God. And as we hear from heaven, and as, glory to God, God will forgive our sins. And you know what? And when all of that take place, then he's going to heal our land. Thank you, Jesus. Our land, glory to God. It's not talking about just the natural land, but our land can be, glory to God, anything that is connected to you. It can be your mind. It can be your spirit. It can be to a whole lot. And now God says, it's time to be healed. It's time to be healed. Your family, your children, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. It is time, glory to God, for God to do a work, to do a healing on your mind. Thank you, Jesus. A healing in your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It is time for the body of Christ to rise. It's a call for the church. It's a call for the church, amen, to reach a level of prayer that we have never experienced. Thank you, Jesus. This is what's going to bring healing. Healing to the world. Deliverance to the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We are the people. We are the people. We are God's people. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord is clearing the way, all the way. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm following God totally, committing ourselves totally to God. Amen. Because every answer, everything that you and I need is coming. coming through the power of prayer, the power of seeking the face of God. That's where our answers are. It's in the prayer, glory to God, when we take time to talk to God about anything and everything. Amen. Our answer is in the power of prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you need, it is in God tonight. I just want you to know, thank you, Jesus, but there is an anointing that is about to usher, hallelujah, Jesus, upon the body of Christ that lay out before God time, spending that time in God, in the very presence of God, hallelujah, Jesus. And God is going to allow this anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. To touch one person to the other. Thank you, Jesus. And this is why the Lord is letting us know tonight that it takes you and it takes me coming together as one to do a work for God. We know that what is going on in the world, but I want you to know that the Lord has given us power over every circumstances that is taking place in this world, in your churches, in your families. Thank you, Jesus. All we got to do is just believe God. If you believe God, there is a way out for you. There is a way out for you. No matter what you've been going through, there is a way out for you. Your body may be sick right now, but glory to God. Prayer, your body is healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. There are folks that are hungry for this word, and the Lord has impacted this word in us. Thank you, Jesus. And he wants to do a transformation.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen, people of God. Amen. We do apologize for the technical difficulties. We pray that you will bear with us. Amen. Momentarily. Amen. Till we try to get our speaker back. Amen. We're having technical difficulties at the moment. Please pray, amen. We ask you to pray that the word of God may have free course. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. What God has for us tonight, amen, it is for us. It starts within us, the power that God has invested in us. Glory be to God, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bear with us, please. Bear with us. We're having, amen, technical, amen, difficulties. Amen. We're going to try to get our speaker back on. Amen. Just pray. Amen. Pray. Amen. That, amen, every backlash of Satan will be rebuked right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. The woman of God was saying, if my people which are called by my name. Amen. The Lord said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Truly, amen, our land needs to be healed tonight. Amen. Healing needs to take place in the lives of the people of God. Amen. We must allow it to come forth. We must allow healing to take place in our lives. Amen. Through the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. How is that going to happen? By us humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name. Amen. Would you just come on and pray with me right where you are? Will you just come on and pray with me right where you are? Will you help me to lift up the name of Jesus? Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Come on, let's pray right now that the will of God will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Glory be to God. We pray your will tonight, God. We pray your will be done, even on this prayer line tonight. Oh, God, we rebuke the hand of the enemy right now. We rebuke everything that they may try to hinder and stop the word of God from coming forth. Oh, God, we bless you right now. We glorify you. Oh, God, we praise you right now. And you said upon this rock you will build your church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Oh, God, we know that it shall not prevail tonight. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Oh, God, we heard enough to be saved tonight. We heard enough to know what we must do. We must humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt us. Oh, God, you said in your word, if your people which are called by your name shall humble themselves and pray, seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Oh, God, help us to humble ourselves. Oh, God, help us to humble down tonight. Help us to seek your face, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're seeking the face of God tonight. Oh, God, we're seeking your will tonight. Oh, God, we're seeking your presence tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, show up in our situation tonight. Oh, God, we don't know what to do without you. Oh, God, how can we move without you? In him we live and move and have our being. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are our provider tonight. You are our sustainer. Oh, Jesus. In thee do we put our trust. Work it out tonight, Lord. Work it out, Jesus. Oh, God, fix it tonight, Lord. Fix every situation, every problem tonight, Lord. Every circumstance tonight, God. We bring it up, we put it up before you tonight. Oh, God, it's in your hands tonight. We take our hands off it, Lord. Oh, God, you know how to fix it. You know what to do, Lord. You know how to move, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, God. Oh, God, we praise you for victory tonight. We praise you for victory. We count it done. Your will be done tonight. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. Amen, people, God, we praise God. Prayer works. Amen, prayer works, amen. Amen, we do believe we have the woman of God back. Amen, to complete and finish the message. Amen. Let's, amen, embrace the word of God tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Word in us. Thank you, Jesus. And information, amen, through you, through those that are in the world. There are folks that are reaching out for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. They want a new way of life. And that's why God tells us that if we pray, if we seek his faith, glory to God, because he put the power in us. He said that after the Holy Ghost, amen, we shall receive power. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we have that power in us to change things. Glory to God, to minister to those people, amen, that need deliverance. I don't know about you tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I am ready. What about you tonight? God, man wants to raise his people up. He wants to use us in such a mighty way. Time, amen, to seek his face, amen, like never before. And we got to have that mindset. That mindset. We got to have that mind of Christ. Glory to God. So God will use us for his glory. It's his glory. Thank you, Jesus, that wants to be revealed through us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. For those, glory to God, that are walking in the streets, thank you, Jesus. Amen. They are the ones that the Lord is sending to us. Amen. Or sending us to them. Amen. They want to know about God. Amen. They want to be touched by God. Thank you, Jesus. Let me share a testimony with you. Amen. We have an outreach ministry. Every Tuesday, we have an outreach ministry. We have like a food outreach ministry where we give boxes to those that are in need, those that are working the streets. Glory to God. And we are in such a good location. Amen. Glory to God. And when they see us, they just stop, amen, they just walk, amen, up to our church and thank you, Jesus, for one special Tuesday. The Lord had all these people, amen, they were just in need of prayer. And in the midst of us, amen, giving them the boxes, glory to God, there were people waiting for prayer. And I began to pray. There was 10 people in line, amen, in need of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. So the Lord speaks to that. They came for one thing, but God had something else for them. Thank you, Jesus. But God began to move in the midst. One lady was there. Amen. She was scheduled, amen, for surgery the next day. Amen. But she didn't know. She did not know I was a woman of God. Amen. I didn't know who she was. Amen. But I stepped in this church and somebody called me out and said, this lady needs prayer. I began to pray for her. Amen. And the other 10 people stood in line and they wanted prayer. There was a lady, glory to God, her son, thank you, Jesus, sweet. Amen, under a tent, somewhere in the bushes. Glory to God. But that day she said, I'm going to get my son. Amen, Jesus. I'm going to get my son, and I want you to pray for him. And that young man came. Amen. You know, I had my mask on. Glory to God. Even though the coronavirus, glory to God, amen, is still active. But glory to God, I protected my health, me to stop ministry. How many know, no matter what, we have to continue to do ministry. Amen. Glory to God. And I say that young man, amen, God began to touch him on that day. Amen, Jesus. The fool, thank you, Jesus, are walking the streets. They're walking by our churches. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. And the Lord took our outreach, our food outreach ministry, amen, and turned it out into a street service. This is what God will do. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God begins to, every Tuesday, God manifests himself in the midst of the food giveaway. That's just like Jesus. That's just like Jesus. And this is what God is just raising up the church so they can do ministry, so they can reach souls. And we can't be afraid, hallelujah, to reach those that's on the streets. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's where the souls are. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And we continue to pray. We continue to seek the face of God because there is an anointing, thank you, Jesus, that is rising up in us. God, we haven't seen nothing yet. Glory to God, and where these souls are gonna work in our churches. And we have them, glory to God, walking Glory to God. Come in from the streets into the house of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I say tonight to you to be encouraged. Don't keep seeking the face of God because you haven't seen nothing yet what God is about to do for the people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, I praise him tonight. That's the Holy Ghost. Amen. He is, glory to God, is the rise of the church. It is the time. It's the time of God. Amen. It's our season to be blessed. It's our season not just give us an anointing, but he's also going to bless us. He's going to bless us financially. And it's our time. He's given us more time. Glory to God. Amen. So all your needs can be met. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, one thing the Lord had told me, thank you, Jesus, be mindful. And we all had the man of God preach this. Amen. And he sent us messages and messages concerning this. We cannot let our guard down. Thank you, Jesus. We got to keep our eyes open. Amen, Jesus. We got to be alert. Our surrounding, glory to God. We have to watch our surrounding. Amen. We can't allow, amen, allow the anointing to slip, amen, from you. Thank you, Jesus. We can't allow the blessings of God to slip out of your hands. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And this is why we have to keep our minds stable. Stable. We have to keep our minds on God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So nothing will not slip from us. We got to stay in the worship. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I know. Amen. I believe that we haven't seen, amen, some of the things that God is about to do for us. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, as we stay humble before him, as we, glory to God, continue to do what the Lord wants us to do, everything is going to fall in place for us. It's not about you. Not about nobody. It's about you and God. It's you and God. Thank you, Jesus. It's just you and God. It's you and God. It's you taking the time. Take time out to seek him. Take time out to hear from him. The answer is in seeking him in his presence. That's where the answer is. That's where our answer is. Glory to God. And he will move every stumbling block out of our way. Amen, Jesus, as we seek him. Thank you, Jesus, as we seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to my Sheikh, Karel Messiah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the answer. Thank you for the answer. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So we looked at 2020. And we said, Lord, it's been a hard year. Glory to God. But in the midst of the struggle this year, the Lord was with us. In the midst of the struggles, God has blessed us. In the midst of the struggles, God has mind at peace. In the midst of the struggle, God has kept us healed. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. In the midst of the struggles, God has blessed our churches. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. In the midst of this coronavirus, we never closed our church. We kept the church doors open. When the man of God said keep the doors open, we kept the church doors open. We kept the doors open every Sunday. Glory to God. And we had people walking in and off the streets. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we did all the social things. We did the hand sanitizing. We wore our masks. Glory to God. And God kept our bodies healed. Because we believe God. It's about believing God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our faith must be in God. And we have to step beyond. Step beyond. And when we step beyond, we will experience what God will, glory to God. Hallelujah. I dare anybody to believe God. And this is what he wants us to do, to just believe him. Believe in his word. Thank you, Jesus. And he will turn every situation around. We can't look at the circumstances, but we got to look, focus our attention on what God is capable of doing. And if we believe God, God will do the rest. He will do the rest. He will change things. He will send deliverance. Hallelujah, Jesus. God doesn't want us, amen, to fear the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. He has not given us the spirit of fear. He's given us a sound mind. Hallelujah, somebody. He has given us peace. He has given us love because we operate on the things that God has given us. Thank you, Jesus. We will stand up. Thank you, hallelujah. We'll stand up, glory to God, in the power and the anointing that God has given us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. No forces, no matter what forces that will come against you, no matter how the enemy comes and try to attack you and try to attack us and try to attack our church and try to attack our family, but it's the power of God that rise up in us. Help God tonight. He has given us glory to God. Glory to God tonight. He has given us healing. He has given us deliverance. He has given us his word. He has given us the name of Jesus. He has given us power. We got the tools to work with. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we don't have enemies. Thank you, hallelujah. As we pray, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. And we hear from heaven. I said, all we need to do is hear from heaven. I said, glory to God. I often say to myself, I only need to hear from you. And I know, God, everything is going to be all right. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And he told us, we hear from heaven. If we turn from our wicked ways, thank you, Jesus. We seek his face. Thank you, Jesus. And he says that, glory to God, we'll hear from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. He said that he will forgive our sins. So everything that's not like God, thank you, Jesus. And I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. Amen, Jesus. He said, I'm going to heal your lane. I'm going to heal your lane. So everything, glory to God, that the enemy came and stole from you, glory to God, get that back. And even more. All we got to do is believe God. I dare the people of God, amen, to believe God. I dare we to believe God. I dare you to believe God. I dare you to believe God tonight. For every circumstance that you're going through with, I dare you to believe God. Your deliverance is now. Your deliverance is now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. But God has given us the power. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. The attack of the enemy. And we know it is the devil's job to attack us. But he's given us his word to attack the enemy back. We got the word of God. This live word. It lives on the inside of us. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord let us know that we are not defeated people. We shall not be defeated. Thank you, Jesus. It is the power of God that is in us. In us. It is in us. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the word of God tells us that we shall live and we shall not die. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost, tonight. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your power tonight. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Jesus. Amen. God has put it within us, and we can make it happen. We can make it happen. We got the power to make it happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because we are the people of God. We are the people of God. We are powerful people. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have to compromise. We don't have to compromise to the devil. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it doesn't matter what the devil has. Amen, hallelujah. Have whisper in your mind. Look at my stuff. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is your time. It is your time. It is your time to be blessed. It's your time for a transformation. It is your time, glory to God, for God to do those things that you've been believing him for. It is your time. God's favor. tonight. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. Thank the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But I see the church. I see the church of the living God. God's people. God's enough. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God has taken it by storm. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you tonight. Nothing holding back from us. You're pressing on. Thank you, Jesus, because we're kingdom folks. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, Jesus, and the Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. But we thank God is with us. I don't care how we look each day, no matter what's happening each day, but God is with us. My God, he is with us. He's with us. Thank you, Jesus, and he's clearing the way for us because we are one. We are God's people. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And he's making it happen. He's happening to us. Thank you, Jesus. Because we are the people that is seeking the face of God. And tonight, we're healed. We're healed in our homes, no matter what's breaking loose in our homes, in our families. But the Bible says, great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We have no reason to compromise. No reason to compromise to the devil. No, have no reason, amen, to allow fear, anxiety, and to Jesus to dominate us. We have no reason because we have God, the power of God on the inside. And if you pray and I pray, deliverance will come. Deliverance has to come. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The answer is in us. Outside. Because God fixes the inside first. And then the outside. The answer is on the inside of us. And we reach inside of us. And we pull out whatever we need. And if it's not there, we pray, God, we humble ourselves. Hallelujah, Jesus. We hear from heaven. God will give us. He'll put in us. Whatever we need through the power of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. And we can pull it out whenever we need it. Thank you, Jesus. And we can walk with our heads lifted up. Our heads lifted up. Because the word of God on the inside, prayer, is on the inside. Thank you, Jesus. God wants us to be people of God. That will be qualified in the spirit. That you can reach out and bring deliverance to those unchurched folks. The unchurched folks. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. To the lost like never before. He told us to be alert. Be mindful. Be mindful. Be mindful. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If he wants to do it through us, through the power of prayer, hallelujah, Jesus. We must not look at ourselves. Amen. In a negative way. When you look at ourselves, as God's people, and he wants to be glorified to us, he wants to use us. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight I say to you, this is your time. Take a good look at yourself. Just look at yourself. While you're listening on this prayer line, look at yourself. Just look at you. Look what God has done for you. I want you to view yourself, just see yourself where God's going to take you and what he's preparing you this year, what he has prepared you this year for 2021. You built yourself on those things. We all have been through a whole lot. Thank you, Jesus. Now, 2021, God's ready to be glorified through us. He's ready to use us. You don't look at your circumstances anymore. You don't say, I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. But look at yourself as God's chosen vessel. We are chosen. Nobody's going to do this work for God but you and I. And we must go into 2021 ready to do the work of God, ready to build the kingdom. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You don't even have to be a preacher. All you got to be somebody that born again loves Jesus. Love Jesus. Somebody will step out there and be a witness for Jesus. Souls are dying. Souls are dying. Your neighbors need prayer. The people need that glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, that you know needs prayer. That you don't know needs prayer. You may talk to everyone needs prayer. Needs deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's not just the people of God needs prayer. The people, the unchurched people needs prayer. Needs deliverance. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord is preparing us to do a greater work for him in 2021. We cannot be selfish, forget about ourselves to a certain point and put Jesus first. It's time to put him first. Put him first. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And let him lead us what to do, what to say. Thank you, Lord. And when we put him first, he's going to take care of you, your family, and everything that's connected to you. We got to get busy for Jesus. There was a great work. No more laying back. You got to get in a hurry and do what he called us to do. Be that way. Tell somebody about Jesus. Love somebody. Tell somebody you love them. Let somebody know you are concerned about it. We need one another, and we need to help one another. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. We need it. We need it. We got to show the love of Christ to one another. Amen. If anybody going to see Christ, they got to see it through us. They got to see it through the people of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to make a difference in this world. We got to make a difference in this world because we are God's people, God's people. You and I, we're one in Christ Jesus. And we got to act that way. We got to love that way. Amen. We got to do it that way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's calling us tonight. He's calling us. I want to say thank you, Minister Bradley, for taking the, for allowing me the space, amen, just to share. I just share some things with you tonight. And I pray that you, there was something that I share with you, bless you on tonight. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We praise God, amen, for the word of God tonight. Coming through Pastor Floyd McCoy, amen. She told us, amen, what was right, Amen. She told us, amen, what the Bible says. Amen. People of God, we got to position ourselves. We got to get prayed up. Amen. Because God can't use us any old kind of way. Amen. We must, amen, have a clean heart. David said, Lord, created me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Amen. It starts within us. Amen. Like she began to say, God wants to use us, but he can't use us any old kind of way. We must be a prepared people, ready people to be used by God. And it starts with us first. Amen. We praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Tonight after hearing, amen, the word of God, maybe there's someone on the line and you realize you're not where you should be or need to be in God. But tonight you can change that. You have the power, amen, within you to change that. And you can get in that place so God can use you anywhere and all the time. So tonight we extend salvation to anyone on the line tonight that wants to receive the Lord as your Savior. Amen. Maybe you're a backslider. Maybe you have, amen, strayed away from the Lord. Amen. But tonight God is calling you back, amen, unto himself. Amen. Will you come? Amen. Whosoever will, let him come. Amen. Is there one tonight, amen, that wants to receive prayer? Amen. You can push star 6 and come on over to the platform side at this time. Glory be to God. Amen. We all know where we stand with God. Amen. Don't let it be said too late, too late. Amen. Now is the acceptable day of the Lord. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. We bless God, amen, for the call of salvation. Amen. At this time, amen, do we have any special prayer requests? Maybe after hearing the word of God, maybe you need, amen, to have need of the Lord to help you. Amen. Help you to pull up. Maybe you've been slacking. But after hearing the word tonight, maybe, amen, you, amen, it brought you to a place of wanting to do better, wanting to lay before God, amen, amen, on your face, crying out to the Lord, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Are you willing to let God do all of that for you tonight? Amen. Amen. You may push star 6, amen, if you desire prayer or have a, amen, a special prayer request at this time. Glory be to God. Amen. Well, we praise God tonight, amen, for the opportunity to receive the Lord and to receive prayer. Amen. God knows, amen. He knows who we are. He knows where we are. God's got our number. Amen. And God knows where we live tonight. Amen. So we bless God for all things. Amen. We're going to pray. Amen. We're going to pray. Amen. Anyhow. Amen. Maybe we're going to pray and even, amen, pray for the woman of God. Most gracious Heavenly Father, the giver of a good and perfect gift, Lord, we thank you. We praise you right now. Father God, we thank you for the word, the spoken word that was spoken on this night. Father God, we thank you knowing that we have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. Father God, we thank you for knowing that you had a propitiation for our sins, not only for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Oh, Father God, you died for us. You gave your life. You hung, bled, and died on that cross. But you rose with all power in your hand. You rose with power to forgive sins. You rose with power, oh God, to heal the sick. You rose with all power, oh God, to do everything that needs to be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. Oh God, we come to you tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your messenger, the one that brought forth your word tonight. Oh God, you said your people which are called by your name shall humble themselves and pray, seek your face, turn from their wicked ways. God, you know when we're right. You know when we're wrong. Oh God, you have an all-seeing eye. There's nothing here from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you know every move tonight. Oh God, you know every thought of the mind. You know the heart. You know the intent of the heart tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, search us through and through. Make us whole tonight. Save us. Heal us and deliver us, God. Oh, God, we pray that you will heal our land tonight, every infirmity tonight, everything, God, everything that bonds us, everything that come to hinder us, we pray that you will deliver, God. We pray that you will set your people free. Huh? Oh, God, set the captive free, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Because of your anointing, because of your spirit, God. Oh, God, send your messenger tonight. Oh, God, and send your word, God. Loose the shackles of your people. Deal with your people's heart tonight. Give your people a change of heart. Give them a change of mind tonight. To turn from the error of their ways. To turn from their wicked ways. And seek your face. You said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. And the unrighteous man his thoughts. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray right now, Lord. That you were moved by your spirit, Oh, God, heal the land tonight, Oh, God, heal the land, Jesus, Oh, God, fix every problem tonight, Oh, God, work every situation out, Lord, you turn it around for your name's sake, In the mighty name of Jesus, Oh, God, you know what to do, Lord, Oh, God, get your people's attention, Oh, God, draw us closer to thee, Give us a closer walk with you, Lord, Help us to do your will, Jesus, Oh, God, not our will, Jesus, Help us to not be so busy, That we don't have time to seek your face, But, Lord, help us to set a time, Help us to set time, oh, God, to seek your face, To read your word, To call upon your holy name, In the mighty name of Jesus, Oh, God, move in our behalf tonight, Lord, move in our situations, In the name of Jesus, Oh, God, we need you tonight, Lord, We need you tonight, Jesus, Oh, God, we're looking to you, God. Oh, God, see us through, Lord, Oh, God, save the unsaved, Reach the unreachable, Change the heart of your people tonight, Change the minds of your people, God, In the name of Jesus, Call somebody to turn tonight, Call somebody to do a U-turn, In the name of Jesus, Call somebody to walk away from sin, In their evil ways tonight, We know you able, Lord, Oh, God, no man comes unto the Father, Except you draw him, Lord, we asking you to draw him tonight, Draw him, Jesus, Oh, God, draw all men tonight, Draw them to salvation, Draw them to repentance, Oh, God, you're calling tonight, You're calling somebody tonight, You're giving somebody another chance, Another chance to be saved, Another chance to make a turn, In the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy tonight, We pray that, oh, God, They won't be let it, they won't let it be said too late, Oh, God, turn, Turn the hearts of your people tonight, Back to you, Lord, Look on Israel tonight, Lord, Look on this nation tonight, God, This nation has forgotten about you, But, Lord, turn this nation back to you, This is a backsliding nation, The Lord, cause them to come back to you, Cause them to humble themselves down, To hear your word tonight, In the name of Jesus, You got power to forgive sins, You got power tonight, To correct all the wrong, In the name of Jesus, Only you can do it, God, Only you can do it, Lord, We can't do it, God, But we know who can, We know you will tonight, According to your will, Lord, Save tonight, Lord, Save, Save somebody tonight, Don't let them die in their sins, Don't let them die in their wrongdoing, But save their soul tonight, Oh, God, if they shall find grace, Grace in your sight, If they shall find mercy tonight, We plead for mercy, In their behalf tonight, In the name of Jesus, Oh, God, you know what to do, To get their attention, You know how to change them, You know what to do to draw them, Lord, In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, it's in your hands tonight, Oh, God, it's in your hands, Lord, Oh, God, we turn it over to you, God. Oh, God, we give it to you tonight, Oh, God, we know that you can fix it. We know you can work it out. And we know that you will, Oh, God, continue to look on the messenger tonight. Father God, look on the woman of God that brought forth your word tonight. We pray, oh, God, for her right now. We pray for strength. We speak life over her tonight. We speak strength over her. We speak prosperity over her. Even bless her ministry, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless the works of her hands. Oh, God, bless the fruit of her lips tonight. Oh, God, every word that day, oh, God, she has declared tonight out of her mouth, God, we pray that you will bless her, God. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, for increase. Oh, God, we pray that you will restore to her 100-fold. everything that has been drawing out of her tonight, God. We pray that you will restore virtue back into her body tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it for your namesake, God. Oh, God, do it that you may be glorified and that your church may be edified. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless the body of Christ tonight. Oh, God, save your people from their sins. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to be with us. Have your way in our lives. Oh, God, continue to work on us. Make us and mold us what you will have us to be. Oh, God, we yield to you. Not our will, but thy will be done. Father God, you do these things for us. We'll give your name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. We thank God tonight. We bless the Lord. We praise God. Amen for all things. We thank God for his, amen, unspeakable gift of love. Amen that, amen, he has shown unto us. Amen. Without God, people, God, we could do nothing. Amen. Tell me, what would you do without the Lord? Amen. Where would you be if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side? You don't even know where you would be tonight if it wasn't for the Lord. But thank God, amen, we're here all because of Christ. Amen. We have been called by his name. Amen. That's why he said, if my people, on the condition, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Amen. It's time for us to get back to praying. Amen. It's time for us to get back. Amen. To seeking the face of God like we used to do. Songwriter said, oh, Zion, what's the matter now? You don't pray like you used to pray. Amen. You don't sing and you don't shout like you used to shout. What's the matter now? But it's time for us to go back and kneel at the foot of the cross. Amen. And ask the Lord to help us. Amen. And to save us all over again. That we may do his will and be found fashioned according to, amen, the grace of God. So we bless God tonight for the word of God coming through Pastor Floyd McCoy. Amen. Out of Saintness, amen. Fort Pierce, Florida. Amen. People of God, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen. We're going to ask if you would text us at 912-257-3918. Once again, if you would like to receive a copy, amen, of the message on tonight, amen. We're going to ask if you would text us at 912-257-3918. Amen to all of our, amen, international listeners. Amen. If you would like to receive a copy of tonight's, amen, program, amen, broadcast, we're going to ask you, amen, text us by using WhatsApp. Amen. And the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, amen, those, amen, of you that are calling from other countries, amen. If you've been blessed by tonight's broadcast, amen, you would like to receive a copy for yourself or to share, amen, please text us by using WhatsApp at 678-608-7234. Amen. We will be so grateful, amen, to send you a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. As always, when you get a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, don't keep it to yourself, but we're asking you to share the word of God with somebody else. Amen. Because somebody needs to know, if they will only turn from their wicked ways, that God will heal their land. Amen. So we bless God tonight. We praise God for all things. Amen. We want to thank you for your patience. Amen. Thank you for your listening ear. Even thank you for your patience. Amen. In the midst of our technical difficulties. Amen. But nevertheless, the will of God, amen, was done. Amen. And the will of God will continue to be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. We believe God just like that. That the enemy cannot stop the will of God, nor can he stop God's word. God's word must go forth in power and demonstration. But we as the people of God, we must continue to pray, amen, that God's word will have free course, amen, and that it will, amen, reach the souls of men everywhere. Amen. Tonight we're praying for you. We love you. Amen. We're praying for you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. And all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for you, it is for you. But seek God first. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Amen. I want you to continue to pray for our visionary founder. Amen. Evangelist Ned Bradley, continue to pray for her that God will evermore continue to strengthen her body and to bless her, all of her endeavors that she endeavored to do. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray one for another. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We'll be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Amen. As always, come, amen, with purpose. Come with expectancy. Come, amen, amen, intentional. Amen. Knowing that God is going to meet us here. Amen. So we love you. Amen. But God loves you best. Amen. Until tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Amen. Father God, we thank you once again. We praise you. We glorify you. Father God, we pray that you would keep us covered under the blood. You said when you see the blood, you will pass over thee. Oh, God, continue, oh, God, to bless this line. Bless the, amen, the workers. Oh, God, bless the laborers. Oh, God, those that are laboring night and day. Oh, God, to see to it that the work of the Lord go on. We pray that you will send the increase in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless every listener, whether by phone, whether by radio, whether by telephone, or however they may have called in. Oh, God, we ask that you will bless every listener, every home that's represented. Father God, don't let them leave the same way they came tonight. We declare that they will not, and they shall not leave the same way in Jesus' name. We thank you, we love you, we praise you. Oh, God, we depart from this line, but never from your presence, until we shall meet at that point in time and hour. Keep us covered under the blood and in your will. Oh, God, we pray these prayers in Jesus' name. We count it done. Amen, and thank God. Amen. Until tomorrow night, people of God, amen, we're going to unmute the phone at this time. Amen, that we may give God a corporate praise together.
All participants are unmuted.
Amen, that we can give God's name the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. God bless you, people, God. Amen. God bless you.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. God bless you, people, God. We love you. Amen. Go in Jesus' name. Take the Lord with you everywhere you go until tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Blessings be upon you and your family. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands and worship.